Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Board. His name is Larry Bishop. I'd like to take one moment to thank you for accepting the settlement agreement. We worked a long time with Mr. Sato and the staff to put that together. I wanted to make the board aware that our main reason for settling was to have the sewer progress. We felt that if we did continue to fight and if we had a chance to win, it would have just delayed the sewer and had more problems. So I wanted to thank you that we are trying to move forward, and that I think further settlements and that will be coming along, and it'll be the people that are for the sewer. Okay, thank you.
Okay, I do have a question for you, actually. You know, we had just a very brief discussion yesterday about the forms that we have attached, the inspection form, and someone had said that if we used our form, there possibly wouldn't be an extra fee charged for, you know, by the pumper to fill that out. Do you know anything about
that? I'm not sure about that. When you put that in the form yesterday, I was going to have to go back, and we're probably going to have to negotiate that, the actual wording. It could be an imposition. It could end up making the agreement not functionable, or that if we require a C-42 license to have to do the inspection.
I think in terms of that, our thought is that the inspection does not have to actually be done by someone with the license if it's a member of their company or their staff.
Well, that's the way it would read, but...
Well, that's what the board intends, at least.
But I know as a businessman, if I have to fill out two different forms, then I would be charging more.
Okay, but the county's form is not mandatory, from what I understand.
And I haven't pumped the tank since I moved into the house, so I'm not sure what the cost is.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Barrow.
Good morning, and Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
I hope we can set our concerns aside for Christmas, enjoy it. I would like to give you Alfred Barrow. I am in the prohibition zone. I'm an interested party. I would like to give this to the staff. This is a peer review on the Ripley update. Orenco, a company in Oregon, has agreed to finance a wastewater project for Los Osos. The fastest way to compliance is to build a sewer. And in that light, engineers have estimated they could build within 1 year. And so because this is private money, we're not tangled with the state's loan program, and they can come in either as a utility or as independent contractors, build, design, and install a sewer and manage it and charge a fee. Of course, it'd have to be a 218 vote. My question to regulatory staff here is, would you obstruct that, or would you assist the community in moving forward with that? The second part of my statement is, would you assist us approve the Howard Cold style septic tank management program, which would bring everybody in compliance as far as immediate pumping the septic tanks and certification? Our wastewater committee had ad hoc septic tank management, and we wanted to form that. We have the documents modeled after Howard Kolb's effort in San Lorenzo, and I have submitted that to the staff some months ago, and I was hoping that you would cooperate with our community in getting that going. It costs us about $25 a year. We'd have a vote, and the benefit would be that the low-income people that are flagged who can't afford would get CDBG money. That's Community Development Block Grant money to pay for the improvements so that we can be sure that everybody would do this. Could you answer those questions, please?
Well, as to the second one, I don't know what the Howard Cole septic tank management plan looks like. So it's nothing that has come before the board.
And 95, so you approved it. It's
San Lorenzo. Oh, for this area? Yeah. I just don't have it. I don't know that we have any information right now, Mr. Barrow, that we can review and give you an answer immediately. So,
well, I can wait for that one, but that's one I would like to have answered by the staff at some point. Howard Kolb is on your prosecution team.
But you're always free to contact staff on your own, send them a letter.
Sure.
Call them and see where they stand with that.
The first question was, would you support a wastewater project in Los Osos if we put one forward? Would you obstruct it in any way?
You know, at this point, it's within the county's purview as of January 1st.
They haven't taken the project yet.
Well, I think that that's imminent.
Well, it is, but the 218 vote, you went through this whole discussion that it may fail, there may be another one. I think what we're talking about here is people are bringing private capital to the table with a reasonable, peer-reviewed project.
I think what Mr. Barrows is trying to do is get us to approve a project that's not before us, that no one's seen. So, you know.
Well, are you going to stop it? That's all my question is.
If it's a hole in the ground that you dump things into, maybe. I mean, we don't know what the project is. We don't have a project before us to make any sort of decision on.
Staff has it, so I'll send it to staff and let you look at it. But the developers are concerned that you might not permit the project, and I told them, I said, you don't permit projects, you permit discharges, and that you already have permitted a discharge for Los Osos on February 7, 2003.
Mr. Barrow, I can only tell you that staff will consider anything that you put in front of them. But the board doesn't have anything in front of it in which to comment on.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments this morning.
You're welcome.
And have a good Christmas. Ms. Calhoun.
Ann Calhoun, Los Osos. Is this sort of general?
It's an ad hoc addition.
Because I had some comments yesterday on three, but it was too late. Okay, very briefly. At last year's CDO hearing, former general manager Bruce Buell testified four times that the original TSO for the old project was unreasonable. In November, a workshop was held in Los Osos by members of the National Water Research Institute. The final report on the independent advisory panel noted the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board's 210 compliance date appears to be somewhat arbitrary. The most optimistic estimate of the overall time period would be about approximately 4 years. Unreasonable, arbitrary, approximate, most optimistic, when tied to a settlement with some kind of drop-dead date, creates once again a dangerous trap for the homeowner who has no control over or legal ability to build a wastewater treatment plant himself. It's the same artificial trap that helped push the old project off a cliff that prevented two vital steps that would have avoided this train wreck. And I'm hoping nobody makes that same mistake again. If there's any kind of drop-dead date that has the unfortunate result of being seen as a fatal flaw or an impossible poison pill that requires the homeowner to do the legally impossible or else have problems down the road, that unnecessary risk will cause many people to walk away from what should be and could be a total win-win agreement settlement for everybody. So I'm hoping they will keep that in mind on future settlement negotiations, or if the settlement agreement can be reworked to consider some of those concerns, I hope that will be kept in mind, because potentially I think we're so close to a community-wide win-win. I hope that won't be stopped. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Greening.
Thank you. Good morning, Eric Greening. I think I'm saying something that everyone understands, but I've heard people speak of it in a different way. So I just want to clarify, the Blakeslee bill that everyone talks about allows the county to take on and take over the project. It does not require the county to do so. It is not inevitable that the county do so. And I just hope everyone is aware of that, because I've heard some speakers speak as if this is inevitable and that the county has already decided to take it on. And that's
has the county indicated that it might not take over the project?
The county has several points along the way at which it decides how and whether to go forward. It has not made a formal decision. It has made some formal decisions, for example, relative to Paavo Ogren's time taking on this project. It is due to make a formal decision next. It has made a formal decision on the consent agenda Tuesday in relation to spending some of the $2 million on agreements for environmental and engineering services. Next week it will have on its consent agenda an item to create a technical review committee, mm-hmm. although it's not naming the people. That comes back to them in February. It has not actually agreed to take on the project, and there's no way it can fully do so until or unless there has been a 218 vote approving the project. So, yes, it is definitely getting involved in the project. It is involved in a number of ways. It has not committed to building a project. It doesn't have a project before it that it can commit to build.
Well, I think that is interesting. I wasn't aware of that.
And the Blakeslee legislation does not require the county to take anything. Obviously, if a 218 vote fails, the county is under no obligations whatsoever.
Well, it sounds like it would be in everyone's best interest to make sure the county takes the project.
The 94% of county residents who don't live in Los Osos may not entirely agree, because we are seeing all of the county's staff, board time, etc., leaning very strongly in the direction of Los Osos, and a lot of other things may not get done. But be that as it may, I certainly understand your point of view.
Thank you. And thank you for the clarification. Okay, that will conclude that brief public comment period. We are